All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? It's Friday, finally, and the weekend is right around the corner. We continue to do what we do best, dare I say. Nick is in studio behind the glass. I am sitting here all by my lonesome. And, of course, the star of the show is still touring in OKC. Barry Laminack joining us from satellite from somewhere in the middle of Tornado Alley.
Now, you say you're sitting by yourself.
Yep.
Are you, where are you at?
In the studio.
Oh, well, Nick's there.
Well, I didn't acknowledge him in the message.
Nick is in another room.
Oh, my God. You have to have him in the same room?
I didn't say I have to have him. I'm stating a fact. I am sitting in a room okay. by myself.
Hey, Barry, that's Thunder up.
Thunder buddies for life! Oh, boy. This town is fantastic.
You guys are Thundercats, you two.
Dude, I used to love that show, by the way. I know I want to get us off track early, but Thundercats
says a lot
was my
about
jam.
Yeah.
Thundercats?
Yeah.
There was some, like, it was almost kind of... I'm trying to put this the right way.
You instantaneously.
We're already digging a hole. Yeah. What are we, a minute in?
Plus, you mentioned
anything. Let's just say it.
With...
There was some gay overtones to Thundercats. Okay, I'll just come out and say it.
Well, at least you've come out. And then on top of that, you mentioned cats. And you know inevitably that sets yourself up for... Because now these idiots on text message and tweet are going to go just have a field day.
Yep.
Of course. Of course. But it's whatevs. Like, they can't harsh my high, man. It's Friday. I'm in a good mood. I'm with my boys. We're doing radio. I'm in the Bible Belt. It's awesome. I might be going fishing tomorrow, which I'd never do.
Is that considered the Bible fisherman. Belt?
Yeah, Oklahoma? Absolutely. Okay. When I booked the gig, they told me I couldn't say the F word or GD.
Oh, F that.
It's
an F yeah Friday, so just let it fly.
No. But they were like, I mean, you know, if you slip on the F word once or twice, that's all right, but... But don't, definitely don't say GD. Don't do that.
See, Nick?
He's like, really?
If you slip on the F word once or twice, Nick, it doesn't matter if you hit the button or not. It's okay. Just no GDs.
Yeah. No, don't do that. They'll run you out of town. I was like, wow, okay.
Fellas, I'm not kidding about that. How serious it is where Barry is. At Thunder Games, they have a group prayer before tip-off. I don't make that up.
You always told me that. I really want to see this now because you're pretty certain
like
that it happens.
The stadium does?
The whole
stadium.
Like
the arena?
Yes, they do.
Oh, hell no.
In the bowl. Yep. Like, we came in for the playoffs, and we're sitting there, and, like, the whole arena, the totally opposite of the Rockets, the whole arena is filled probably 15 to 20 minutes before tip-off. They're all wearing their T-shirts for the playoffs. They're all psyched up, and all of a sudden, I'm looking at my engineer going, what's going on? He's like, oh, we do a prayer before every game. I go, before every game or just every playoff game or like hope you win in the playoffs? He goes, oh, no, this is what we do. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like, that's a home court advantage right there. I'm like, this is crazy.
Good luck doing that at the Rockets game.
That
no
ain't
be there to pray.
Is there a attendance?
Everyone's already.
They'll have a group toast and have beer in their hands. They're not doing a group prayer.
I just figured everybody said their prayers in traffic, like, come on, Lord, please move this along. I'm going to be late for the game. That's when they're praying for the Rockets games. Somebody texted snarf, snarf, yeah. And then someone said, having a good day. Well, someone called the John and Raheel show and totally dissed you guys again. Why do people hate you guys? Laugh at my ass off.
Yeah, someone started tweeting me to give me a heads up, and I guess... Then I said what was said, and of course, Dustin, his sources, like, Joel just wants to fight everybody. Joel's going to fight. I go, all I asked was, what did they say? I mean, like, if it's Granato, it's like Granato is our version of Gran Torino. As long as you stay off his lawn, let him have his beer, and have diarrhea of the mouth, everything's fine in the world. But I just asked the question, and they're like, oh, because Josh Rapp said something about golf, and Granato heard your opening segment and said that you guys won't talk about golf. I'm like... Dude, It's like me talking about MMA. Nick and Barry don't want to talk about golf. And besides that, if the listeners aren't into it, I'm sorry. We don't do the whole show for Josh Rapp. I know that's going to break his heart. But if that's what they're barking about, I'm fine. I just don't know why it came up. But, yeah, evidently that started it. And then Dell's best friend that, like, once every 4 months decides to come at me. And then when I shut him down, he, like, disappears into a hole. I guess he came out and started – he tweeted me. He was like, dude, you suck.
So ultimately, was it a call? I'm confused. Was it a caller or was
it Granato? Confused. What was said? Whose mom am I talking about? That's what I need to know.
Yeah.
Whose mom am I dissing? Whose mom am I making fat jokes about? Is it a caller?
So Granato started it. And Granato said...
Oh, well, I'm not making fun of John.
Because
that's...
of golf. And then this T.R. Washington guy that's always on Twitter, he decided to just like pick it up from there. And I believe he called in. He's Dell's best friend. And I believe he called in and then I from what I heard,
so it's the caller. Cause John, I mean, like, let's face it. We all bust each other's chops, right? Like, we're all going to give each other a hard time. That's that brotherly love thing though. Like, we can pick on, you know, Raheel or John or the Blitz, and they can pick on us.
Right.
But we just, if you're calling and you're going to bash the Blitz or you're calling to bash Raheel or Granato or Dale, No. We're not going to have that. Did they have our back is the question.
I was told yes. I was told.
Okay, well, then there you go.
I was told from El Jefe that they later were sticking up for the show. So
whoever that was, caller, I mean, you know, we're not for everybody. I get it. It's whatevs. It doesn't bother me. I mean, you know, I'm sure there are people out there that don't like this show. As surprising as that might be, there are, I'm guessing, at least one person in the city of Houston that doesn't like us. Or you, or me, Nick. I mean, everyone doesn't like Nick. But I'm saying there's probably one guy that doesn't like you or me. So, I mean, it's going to happen.
Richard says that John started it with a joke about me, then a caller called and went nuts for some reason. And that caller now wants to do business with me, and he wants me to help him get photography gigs. After he said, yeah. Because again, this is what we do. He comes at me with some random dumb statement.
That is so weird.
So I go,
childish.
At him. Yeah, so I go back at him and just like, bro, why do you like come out of your hole every 4 months and decide to do this and then you get shut down? He's like, well, you know a lot of photographers and I'm a photographer. We should do business together. I'm like, so you tell me I suck and then I should do business with you.
Hey, dude, you suck. Can you do me a favor? What? Oh, this text said, the caller called in and basically praised the morning show and then mentioned how Barry is rude to everyone, etc., and then said, wait. And they said, wait. Oh, yeah, I'm totally rude to people. I don't care. Yeah,
but let me tell you, Barry's not the only rude one on this outlet, let me tell you.
Yeah, I'm the meanest person you'll ever meet. I hate everyone. I do. I'm like the meanest. I hate everybody.
Let's be frank, too. Part of the reason why we do what we do is because we're passionate. So if we passionately dislike something, we normally convey that to the masses.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, why hold back?
I think what it is sometimes people miss the joke. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm messing with someone, I think they miss the tongue-in-cheek part of it or the joke, which is fine. Not everyone's going to get it. Not everyone's smart. But, you know, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. If you think I'm mean, okay. You're dumb. You're just an idiot. And you suck.
That's not going to help your cause. You're still mean, bro.
No, now dumb people.
Your mom raised an idiot. How about that? Mom jokes.
Now dumb people and people that suck are going to come at Barry. We all have had our chances this week, so why not let it roll through Friday? All right, Barry, Nick, and I are here until 4 o'clock. If you'd like to join the show with something constructive, notice that was a precursor.
Or not.
713-780-3776. It's the HR&P listener line. You can call that line. You can text that line. And, of course, if you want to reach us directly through Twitter, it's at the producer Nick, at Barry is funny, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We're the usual suspects. This, of course, is ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, Usual Suspects, right here on ESPN 97.5, where we are rude, we suck, somehow we just keep getting it done, and somehow, no matter what you say, you keep listening and responding and tweeting us, because if you weren't listening, you wouldn't be able to do that, So there you go. So keep doing what you're doing, we'll keep doing what we're doing, and hey, let's hope this whole plan comes together.
Jeez. I'm with you.
This little story out of Ole Miss gets more and more interesting by the minute, does it not?
Love this story. I think it's super intriguing and kind of funny.
It's fascinating.
It really is. And I mean, the thing is, Hugh Freeze, some people are saying he's getting what he deserved, and karma is a biatch. Because the whole thing that people, I don't think, were aware of was the fact that Houston Nutt was the coach there. Houston Nutt basically got run out of town. He filed a lawsuit, and as part of the lawsuit was basically saying, look, Hugh Freeze went out of his way to throw me under the bus and run me over.
And, well, yeah, so he filed the lawsuit because there was a bunch of allegations that they said, oh, well, that was all under Houston Nutt, not Hugh Freeze. And Houston Nutt was like, no, you're going to apologize.
Right.
They were like, no, we're not. And he was like, well, okay, well, I'll take you to court then.
And it wasn't just Hugh Freeze. It was Hugh Freeze and Ole Miss. They both refused to say. Right. They both refused to say it was partly under his watch, too, Hugh Freeze's watch.
If they would have just said sorry, that we wouldn't be here today. It's crazy.
You guys got to check out this article on OrlandoSentinel.com. David Whitley wrote this piece, and he's not only is he super informative about the Hugh Freeze situation, but he's pretty funny. He's got little one-liners in there that can make you laugh. But I think, just like you mentioned, Joel, the Houston Nutt situation, and it's kind of mentioned in this story, moral of the story, don't succeed Houston Nutt. Because if you go back to Arkansas, Houston Nutt right. was the head coach of Arkansas. Bobby Petrino succeeded him, and everybody knows what happened. He got into that motorcycle accident with a side piece, embarrassed himself at a presser. The Houston Nutt was also the head coach of Ole Miss. Now Hugh Freeze has succeeded him, and now look what happened. So I think it's kind of funny how he mentioned Houston Nutt. And one of the funniest lines that he puts in there, it was an escort service. Freeze was stupid enough to call a hooker on a university-issued phone. Talk about a nut job, and he spells it N-U-T-T. Right, like right. I thought it was hilarious. I just think this article is awesome.
Because the question is, you know, you don't ever want to succeed the nuts, do you?
No.
I'm just asking a question. But here's the other thing. So then you don't hear anything from Freeze yesterday. But today on Twitter, they start putting out his comments, which are highly religious and quoting Bible verses, and then says it was essentially a butt dial. Wrong number. Well, I got news for you, Mr. Freeze. Butt dials happen with numbers that are saved in your phone book. Or, at worst, or at best, as the case may be, was the last number you called and you sat down and it dialed it again. Either way, you're guilty.
Yeah, you butt dial quite a bit.
You don't butt dial 10 digits. You know what I mean?
Right.
You butt dial a send or something like that, but you don't butt dial 10 digits. Yeah, the funny thing, like that article, by the way, is absolutely hilarious. It's just intriguing, though, that this is all his own doing. That's the fascinating thing to me, is that it's almost just a life lesson. It's a lesson in humility, and you know he knows he has these skeletons in his closet. He knows he's calling escorts. He knows he's, you know, probably has some violations that got swept under the rug and blamed on Houston Nutt. And instead of being like, you know, if I just apologize, this goes away, and that's the easy way out, he tries to be holier than thou, pun intended, because he's out here saying all these Bible verses and tweeting about Jesus and all that. In the meantime, he's, quote, butt-dialing escort services, which we know doesn't happen unless you have the number or you've already called them.
Right.
It's just that whole facade is so fascinating that he couldn't just give the man what he wanted so this would go away. And now he lost his job because of it.
Well, and the other thing, too, is they allowed him, even though it was a university phone, they allowed him to go in before this went public and delete private conversations, like so that family members' numbers wouldn't show up, or if you had to talk to your son or your wife. He had free reign to delete every number.
Oh, boy.
And he left that number there.
Yeah, but when you keep calling escorts, time and time again, you might forget, you might leave one. I mean, could you imagine going through that process? Because there's so many numbers he would probably have, not just the escorts, like you mentioned, family members, kids. He's got a wife, I think, two teenage daughters and a boy. So, I mean, there's a bunch of private information that, you know, confidential information that he wouldn't want on there.
And what's funny is he said it was a butt dial, but the athletic director, Ross Bjork, said once we looked into the rest of the phone records, we found a pattern, and it was troubling.
Right.
So it can't be a butt dial if it's a pattern.
Well,
you know what, I mean?
What he said
you can't
to
do
us,
both.
Which incriminated him even more, because I guarantee you what happened was they let him delete all the ones that he said were personal. But, of course, you can call the phone company, and you can get the actual records
right.
to verify everything.
Exactly.
And that's where that pattern came out, because after he deleted what he said were just personal calls to the family, you can go back into the records with the phone company and go, those personal family calls involved champagne and Tiffany. You know, I just
right.
What are you doing? So
it's dumb.
Yeah,
Nick, you need to tweet this link out because this article is hilarious.
Yeah,
it is hilarious.
I tweeted it too.
At Pac-Man.
Oh, you
yeah, I tweeted Nick's article out from the Orlando. It was fantastic, and you know that's what I don't get. I mean, you get a chance to rectify it all, and you, like Nick said, you forget to delete the one number, but then you also forget to remember the fact that, by the way, whatever I delete, they still have an electronic record of it somewhere with the cell phone provider where they can go back and double check it. And then the athletic director, who, by the way, 2 weeks ago and a week ago at SEC Media Day was telling everybody how great Freeze was and how he followed and just was just an example.
The integrity of the program.
And now all of a sudden it's like, well, we saw this disturbing pattern, and after doing our due diligence and after being alerted to this when we had to do what we had to do, we found out that it was a consistent pattern. Come on, man. You knew this was going
on. Well, the guy's going to pay, for sure.
Yeah. My two favorite lines from this article is one of them says, it's hard to feel any sympathy for Freeze, especially since he initially said the phone call was a wrong number he'd inadvertently dialed, and then he had nothing to hide, and then he can't help it. If so many five-star recruits mysteriously fall in love with Oxford, and that Jesus also hung around with prostitutes.
Then
the other line is somebody said one recruit asked Freeze about the allegations. Enjoy this response. Well, Coach Freeze told me when you're that big and out there with faith in Christ, he's like, what do you expect? Jesus got nailed to a cross. And then the dude that writes the article, but Jesus couldn't be reached for comment. What a beautiful line. Oh, yeah, you got to read this article. It's really good. Funny. Good find.
I also heard that one of the numbers he deleted was Kelvin Sampson. No, never mind. That's a totally different scandal. There's two guys that are going to be remembered for more with their phone records than they are for their coaching careers. And you know the thing about Freeze, too? This was the ironic thing to what Barry was referencing, too. Had, like, the number one or two recruiting class in the nation going to Ole Miss a couple years ago and was just like, well, guys, it's just a change in the landscape. Sometimes, you know, they just want to come play for you. Yeah, it's probably just that simple, right? Nothing, right? Nothing under the table.
Just to give you an idea of how much belief the athletics director, what was it, Ross Bjork, had in him. Okay, January 16th, he already had a contract in place to go through 2018. So at the beginning of 2016, they give him a one-year contract extension in addition to the existing contract that he has through 2018. And he basically says, well, Hugh Freeze took this Ole Miss program from the bottom of the SEC to a premier program in college football, and now it's the absolute opposite. He had to look at his records. He said the pattern. I feel like, though, he's trying to spin it off as, oh, you know, he has a bad habit, as opposed to calling it what it is. It's just him.
Look at the
calling,
money he walked
calling
away
for prostitutes.
Every time they upped his contract in the last 3 or 4 years, It just kept getting higher and higher. This dude literally let the little head talk him out of millions upon millions of dollars. And the other thing, Nick, right now to what you're talking about is the AD has no choice but to blame it all on one coach making bad decisions so he can try and protect the integrity of a program that's already been pretty shaky and skeptical over the last couple of years.
Yeah, so $2 million left for this year on his contract. He was set to make $5 million next year and $5.15 the following year. So $12 million he passes.
Awesome. And what I don't understand is, I mean, let's just boil it down to this. Like, he's a dude, okay? And, yeah, he can be religious and still have sexual desires that he needs to satisfy. But that's illegal. Unless you're in Vegas, everywhere else in this country, it's illegal to use an escort service. That alone would deter me. I would be like, you know, if I get busted, I'm a small-time radio guy that no one knows about, but it would still be embarrassing for me. Like, I'm not going to be on the road. I'm not calling an escort service in Oklahoma City because I'm away from Houston and I want to have some fun. Because then, if something happens and I get arrested and I'm calling, like, a sting operation, that would be terrible. That's the main reason I wouldn't do it. Well, that and I'm married. But that would prevent me from doing that. But not these guys. He's like, nah, I'm untouchable. And that's the problem. You think you're untouchable, and
that's
that leads
exactly
to your downfall.
Right. These coaches completely believe that. And instead of going through all that hassle, just throw her on the back of a bike and go motorcycling up in the hills. What's the worst that can happen?
Petrino's
there?
Petrino's my favorite. That story was
right.
Hilarious.
Yeah, Bobby Petrino.
Dude, doing a press conference in a neck brace is hilarious. That's so good. Hey, did you guys... No, go ahead.
I said, every time I see the pictures of that press conference, I'm just like, I start laughing before he says anything.
Yeah. Oh, your mic said, hey, did you guys ask for a response from dumb people? Thank you, OU Mike. Yes, yes, we did.
And Mike has made his presence felt 2 days in a row. Way to go, Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we continue to roll on. Speaking of escort services, by the way, did you see that one very popular and famous escort service in the community that Barry mentioned has already reached out and said they have a job for OJ when he gets out? We can talk about that. We can talk about a whole lot more. Whatever's on your plate, 713-780-3776. Hit us up on calls, texts, or Twitter. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Joel, Nick, and Barry, till 4, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. As we continue to roll on... Barry in OKC, Nick and I in H-Town. Yes, Barry?
Lamont said, if this show is considered mean, Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman should be locked up for cruel and unusual punishment.
Well, you got that right.
And then Richard Stite said, my options for radio, Sean Hannity or The Usual Suspects. Are we up against Hannity?
I hope not.
Is that the case?
I was not aware.
Is he mean? Who would be meaner?
I would say
me
Hannity.
Me or Sean
sure.
Hannity? Is he?
In my opinion.
Okay. I think Matt Thomas is meaner than everybody. Yeah. So that's
are
just
we
what
up
I
against
think.
Matt Thomas?
Now we are.
Is that why you're saying? Yeah. Okay.
So I mean,
you want to do an Insta poll and see who's meaner?
Well,
Matt
what
Thomas
I did was I thought about like who's meaner and how do we get back at him, and I said, what should we do? And then I decided to just
believe it or not.
And then I just I just said, I believe we're gonna do our own show. That's what I believe.
Yeah. Barry is mean. Believe it or not.
Believe it.
Lamont also said, y'all show sucks. Oh, wait, no, I was hacked. That's not me. That was hacked. That's good stuff.
It's really good stuff.
All right,
quick,
so let's talk golf. No?
No, well, that's just Josh Rapp, because the one person in our audience that we are concerned with is El Jefe.
At some point, I wouldn't mind talking about Sergio Garcia throwing his shoulder out by swinging the club. I'm not talking about the event, but I don't mind.
What?
I want to see that video. I have it on the link on the rundown.
Yeah, so we'll get...
Real quick, let me get these texts out because we're going to get too far away from the topic. But somebody said, y'all are speaking about Oklahoma being in the Bible Belt. Don't forget, there is science teachers in Texas that believe the Earth is only 6,000 years old. Is that true? I've not heard that story.
So what? There's point guards in Cleveland that believe the Earth is flat.
Right.
So let's break it down into reality.
OU Mike has a good point that I would love to see from Hugh Freeze, where he said maybe he'll have that Jimmy Swagger... come clean press conference. Could you see that? Like Hugh Freeze just, I have sinned against you, my Lord. Wouldn't that be great?
It would be fun, and social media would have a heyday with it. But wouldn't that be the appropriate time to actually call it the come to Jesus moment? Because he's been quoting the Bible the whole time.
Yes.
And
someone said, whoa, escorts are legal, dude. What?
Aside from Las Vegas, where?
Is it because you're just saying, well, we're just hanging out. It's just a date for money. Is that why? Are you just saying that you're not going to have sex?
I'm sure you're just referring to the fact that when you go to the modeling studio, quote unquote, you really believe that they're looking for jobs on a runway.
Massage. Yeah. Or you're just getting a massage.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I had an escort come to my house last November. I gave her my neighbor's address in case it was a sting.
Oh, my God.
But I went outside when I saw it was the escort. I paid $160 for an hour. Is that a lot? I don't know if I would pay that much.
Well, all they did was take pictures, right?
I think you could probably... Yeah, right? I think you could probably get away with less money at a bar for like a two. Well, which I don't know what an escort... What does an escort probably average? Like a five? A four?
Come on, looks-wise?
I don't know how hot an escort is. Yeah, looks-wise. Are they hot?
I don't think they are. Why are you asking me?
I have no idea.
I'm married, too. I mean, Nick's the guy.
No, I'm not saying on you personally, Nick.
I'm saying you're a single guy. You have friends. Maybe your friends have dabbled.
No, I would not know. I mean, look, the reality is I'm sure there's different levels to escorts. You know what I'm saying?
Is 160 a lot? Because I'm guessing the hotter she is, the more it costs, right?
If you get an escort
for like $20...
So a lap dance is what now? Is a lap dance $20?
Last time I paid for it was $20.
Okay, so a lap dance $20. All right, so if you do the math, you're going to get eight lap dances for the price of an hour. Looking at the portfolio of a model.
What, Barry?
That's true. I was just going to say, you know what? That just dawned on me that lap dances are $20. Lap dances have been $20 forever. There's no cost of living increase for strippers. What's going on here, American economy? It should be, right? Like, everyone usually gets a cost of living increase as a raise of like 3% a year in corporate America.
Don't they have to pay
rent
for that pole?
How come strippers aren't getting this?
Didn't the rent for the pole go up probably over the past 10, 15
years? Oh, you know it does?
Yeah, but you don't need the pole. When, Barry, they really, in essence, too, aren't you thinking about it? Because, in essence, every dance is giving you a cost of living increase and raising the bar.
Mm-mm.
It kind of is.
No.
Well, it just shows that blue balls have always held their value. It's just that they don't go up.
It's true. This is very true. That is very true. Okay, so back to this escort service, because I want to know, I need someone to call. I have questions.
I either need an escort.
Is there an escort listening right now that could call and give us this information? Because I kind of want to know. Or someone that's like, you know,
pimp
a regular. Or yeah, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. If you're an escort, call the show. Yeah, you make a call for a change. But I kind of want to know, like, how do they set their rates? Is it like a menu, or do you just like come up with the cost on the fly? But then, like, you know, I know there's like $500 escorts, right? Like, there has to be.
Dude, you keep prefacing everything with right. Like, we're going to go, yeah, no doubt. And there's some of them that are $750.
I mean, it's rhetorical, Joel. I'm just talking out loud. But it's like, there has to be like a $500 escort who's like a nine. She just has daddy issues and low self-esteem. And then there's probably like a three who just wants some meth and she'll do whatever it takes. And she charges $50, right? Like, I'm guessing that's so 160 would probably be in the middle. I want to see a picture of an escort. I need this. I need to know what's going on here. This is fascinating.
You've been away from home far too long, young man.
I have free porn on the internet. Actually, the Wi-Fi at the house is down, so I've had to watch The Hobbit and do dirty things to that movie. So the elf chick is pretty hot. Doesn't that sound spectacular? I'm not masturbating to Bilbo Baggins or whatever his name is. It's the elf chick. She's pretty hot. So,
did you say something about Deldo's? What? That was that.
Bilbo
Saturday?
Baggins is
the Hobbit's name. Were you mentioning
the
Saturday
name.
Night Show here?
No. But it was so, because I didn't know that was what the reference was to. So the first time I watched The Hobbit, they were like, "My name is Bilbo Baggins." I was like, "That's Dale." Like, Dale's the Hobbit. Okay, I get it now. Yeah, I don't know why I went country for that, but
that was pretty good though. Yeah.
By the way, I got through the first Hobbit. I'm halfway through the second one. I'm happy to report that the second one is way better than The Unexpected Journey. I don't know which
was the Hobbit
the
funny at all?
Of Smog. Is it funny?
Was the Hobbit funny at all?
Funny?
No.
I'm telling you, that character was. I'm telling you, he was funny in a lot of the Lord of the Rings. Like, people. I mean, that's kind of the reason why.
I mean, I'm sure people thought he was funny. I don't, but I'm sure a lot of people think that it was funny. You know what I mean? Like, nerds have a different sense of humor, so I'm sure they think he's hilarious, right? Like, he's making nerdy jokes and they're hilarious, but I'm not thinking he's that funny.
So you're calling Nick a nerd because he said he was funny?
No, Nick said he heard he was funny. Joel, don't start a fight.
No, I thought you said that he was funny in
like when. No, I said he. I was told that his character is funny in the Lord of the Rings movies. That's what I said.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, Joel, listen to the show. Yeah,
but
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be mean. I don't want to put that vibe out there that I'm mean.
Yeah, you know what?
Joel, like, you know what?
I'm just not. Hey, Donnie wants to chime in real quick on this before we get moving. Donnie, what's up?
Hey, y'all, obviously a fake name. I just heard you guys talking about escorts and wanted people to call in. I'm actually a frequent user.
Oh yeah?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I...
Now, describe... Hold on, Daddy. I've got tons of questions, so... And I'm on a remote, so I'm going to be slightly delayed. So you might say something. I'll have to interrupt you. Now, when you say frequent user, how often?
Okay. A little more than twice a month.
Twice a month, okay.
He said a little more than twice a month, Barry.
So how much are you spending on average on per visit?
Depends on how many pictures you want to take.
What?
It's because Joel said they were pictures.
I know that, Joel. But I'm like, I know, but I thought we were getting down to basics. Now, are they coming to you, or are you coming to them?
Oh, we're just jumping in this.
Yeah.
We're jumping straight
yeah.
into this. Okay. Oh, yeah. Like 160. This is about right.
Okay, so you're paying about 160 for what, an hour?
Yeah, well, that usually is after the massage and et cetera, and that's about an hour.
Are you there?
Now, tell the truth.
Are you going
tell
to
the truth,
see,
Donnie. Wait. You ain't lasting no hour. You're paying 160 for about 14 minutes.
You're giving me a lot of credit. I'm thinking like 6 minutes, but the massage is about 54.
Okay, but
okay, that's good.
Donnie, you're going to them, or is this like what Barry was talking about, where they come to you?
No, this is definitely out. You're going in there.
Okay. Go ahead,
okay,
Barry.
Now, yeah, so how hot are the chicks?
What?
Hey, 1 to 10, how hot are the chicks?
And ending up on a sting.
Yeah, no kidding. That would be my fear. But how hot are these chicks? And 1 to 10.
The hottest I've ever seen, I also paid a lot of money for, was a 9.
Really?
Yeah, but that was like a good $400.
Oh! You paid $400 to get a handy from a 9?
Well, no. That was a whole different story. That was like a whole.
You had intercourse?
Skyscraper. What?
Oh, okay. This was a like a call girl escort service.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that was an hour with the 9?
Yeah, but she didn't really like force the time, so it was the entire. We probably lasted like 2.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So you do this twice a month. Are you trying to write this off on your taxes? Or, like, do you get a receipt? How does that? Are you paying with a check card? Yeah. I'm guessing this is a cash transaction.
Definitely cash. I've actually been somewhere where they told me they accepted major credit and debit cards, and I was like, oh, that's probably not a good idea.
Did you give me
no
your
way.
Just give them your PIN number.
I don't need my bank calling me, asking me about transactions.
Yeah. I can see that phone call. Are you trying to dispute this? You know what? I only paid for 1 hour, and they charged me for 2. I'd like to dispute this transaction. Okay. Well, this is... What's that?
I said, no, I was disputing the transaction. I didn't tip that much. She's lying. It wasn't that good.
But you could have...
So you pay the 160 and tip?
No, that's after everything.
Okay.
But there was a tip process. So you're telling me there was like a price plus the tip and it accumulated $260? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, it's actually, believe it or not, it's like a haggle thing.
So you're...
Wait a minute.
You're negotiating?
So this is like the Trader Village of whores. You're just like, I'll give you $30 for it. Nope, it's 50. All right, I'll meet you halfway. We'll go 40.
Look, Chanel. Okay. Well, look, Chanel. The top shelf like just isn't that perky. I'm gonna have to go 120.
They all have like a door price that gets you in, and then after that, it's all haggle.
Now, is it okay? You're saying they like you're going to? Are you talking about you're going to the massage parlors, or is this like an actual a modeling studio? So there's multiple girls at these places.
These are massages.
Okay. So there's multiple girls. Do they just, are you just, is it luck of the draw? Like you're just rolling the dice like, oh, God, please let her have teeth?
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
There's no like, there's no like lineup where you get to pick the one that you think is best looking?
I've heard that cliche before, but I've never had one, no.
Huh.
Wow. Dude, Donnie, this is fascinating. Thank you for calling in and answering these questions. Okay, so, but you had the one call girl, like the escort come to their hotel room. Was that in Vegas or was that here?
That was here.
So they're in, oh, that's fascinating to me that they do this in Houston,
dude,
too.
Dude, you're like running like out of questions, but you're like fascinated by them so much, you don't even know what to ask them.
I am. I don't even, yeah, I'm like, I've got most of my questions answered. And then someone tweets me a link to Backpage, which I didn't know that was a thing. They're like, do your own research. No. Not, do you, Donnie, do you use Backpage.com?
Try not to because it's kind of iffy.
Oh, my God.
Because what?
It's kind of iffy. By the way, I don't know. I'm a married man with, like, a job and everything. So this is a...
So what's your real name, Donnie?
No. Don't do that.
No.
We should have like hit his voice like, hey, this is Donnie. Like had it muffled like on like when you see on the TV shows, witness protection.
Donnie,
so Donnie, aren't you scared you're gonna get arrested though?
Yeah, but there's, believe it or not, okay. I don't know how much time you have, but believe it or not, there's actually like a website where you could log in and you could actually test the validity of these. It's like a review website, like, what is it, like, what's that thing people use whenever they rate restaurants?
Yelp? Like Yelp?
Yeah, it's like Yelp, but for hookers.
There's a whore Yelp? God. This is amazing! There's a whore Yelp! I gave Tina 2 stars because her hands are rough. I think she did yard work the week before. She had blisters.
Yeah.
What?
She had herpes on her
so
lip.
So great!
All right, we gotta go. That's enough.
Wait, Donnie, I just want to ask. So, before you gave
up... Fascinating.
Did you ever save these numbers in your phone so that you may sit down and butt dial one of them?
No, I'm not. I'm not an idiot. I don't coach for Ole Miss.
Thank you. Yeah, that because I was sitting here trying to just prove how bad and stupid Hugh Freeze was for even trying to fight that with that argument. But yeah,
no, you have to have a burner phone.
There you go.
Wow, Donnie, your wife must be so proud whenever she finds out. You know you're going to get caught one day, right? You know that,
Donnie. How many times a week do you go to a church?
Do I go to church?
Yeah.
There's a strip club called The Church, right?
Oh, jeez.
I like Donnie. Donnie's my new friend.
There
this
you
is
go.
Great.
Hey, Donnie, thanks for spending some time with us. Make sure you tweet Barry your phone number so you guys can keep in touch.
Appreciate it, Donnie.
Thanks, Donnie. Appreciate it. Well, there you go. You got the inside scoop where you can't get it anywhere else. You always come here for the straight facts, and we bring them to you. You're Nick, you were right. Barry was running out of questions, but he was so fired up about this, he just didn't want to let him go.
He was like, but wait, I got one more question, I think. Hold on.
Shut up. That was interesting, man. I learned so much about a world that I know nothing about. Yeah. Now I want an escort to call, though. I want an escort. I want to know, like, now we've heard the customer side. I need to get that business information now.
They're not calling.
So, know how they set their prices.
So how long does it take between that request and the time that Jerry actually calls in as Geraldine and tries to pose as a New York hooker? All right,
no,
that's
I don't
question.
Want Jerry calling in.
All right,
this.
Well,
no.
We got a roll. We got a break to get to. We're going to continue to move on as we continue to bring you results, get you all the answers you need, even though we're mean. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5. I want to have you go round like every single day. I love you always.
Warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Joel, Nick, Barry, till 4. We're mean, but we're clean. And that's the way we'd like to keep it. As we continue to roll on with hour number 1 of the big show on an FEF Friday, heading into the weekend, Nick, I wanted to bring this up as we were talking about establishments and ladies of the evening type. O.J. Simpson, as we all know, cleared yesterday, got out on parole. Right?
I guess October is the release month. I don't know what the release date is, but I know it's in October sometime.
17th, right?
I thought the first one was October 1st, but I think Barry might be right.
Oh, that yeah, you might. Yeah.
It's up to the courts to decide, I guess.
Yeah, I'm really, really intrigued by this story. Again, I'm still kind of perplexed at how well he's still, you know, being 70 years old and still the smooth talker that he is. And it kind of, and I'm not saying his smooth talking is what got him out. I guess it was kind of a given that he was going to get paroled.
I'll tell you what, his smooth talking's gone south a little bit, though, because yesterday his smooth talking almost kept him in.
Okay.
I mean, he was really like, there were some dumb things. I thought the lawyer should have spoke more and he should have spoke less, because the more he kept talking and some of the quotes he was giving. I mean, there's people all over the place right now today trying to dispute everything he said, going, oh, he said that he's never really been a violent guy. Well, let me tell you about this and that and the other thing. They're coming out from all over the place. So I think he put his foot in his mouth a lot. He just lucked out that he did his time for the crime that he was being paroled for. So, yeah, he for that crime. But people are still in the court of public opinion. People are still going back to the entire, you know, Ron Goldman, Nicole Brown Simpson thing, going, yeah, he should pay the price for that. I think that's where everybody thinks that he got out too soon.
Yeah. And
so what was this about the violence now? What? He
made a comment during his own testimony during the parole hearing that he's never been a violent person and he's never really had any. And everybody's like, are you serious?
Yeah. I remember him saying, like, I've never put. He said something about a gun. Like, he held a gun on someone. He's like, I've never held a gun on anyone. And my, you know, immediately I'm like, what about a knife?
He also said he had been going to classes in prison to work on anger management and things. But then he said, you know, I don't think I really ever had a problem. I've never had a problem being a violent person or confrontational. It's like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Seriously?
And I know why he's saying that, because to the court, in the court's mind, he's acquitted of those charges against Nicole, and he never was found guilty. He's not the one who killed Nicole, so he's using that as that's the fact, and you know that the fact is, but I'm not guilty, so I can say talk like this. It's just it's he went as far as saying I'm going to find the real killer. I mean, come on, like
yeah, he wrote a book. If I did it, you're talking about human beings. I know that the letter of the law says he was acquitted of the murder charges. But you know that those four people or five or was it six people on the panel that are listening to him, they're all aware of what his past is. Whether it's on the record or not is one thing, but they're aware of that. So that tells you something that, you know, as far as them having to make that decision to say, well,
there were four people. You know, it was a 4-0 decision.
I thought it was six, and he had to have four, but I guess it was four.
Yeah,
I saw four at the table, but okay.
Yeah, and it was a 4-0. Vote from what they said and they published. But I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is, like, there people were joking, going, well, now we can finally get back to business and the search can continue for the real killers, because OJ was the guy leading the search, because he said he was dedicated to finding out who killed these two people. So now it can continue. Really?
Give me a break.
And you know, as part of the hearing, because he said he wants to live in Florida, and they went like over the top with the fact that you have to have a job and you have to have family members that will vouch for you in Florida. Otherwise, you can be sent back to Nevada. Well, he's got a job now if he wants it, because lo and behold, Dennis Hoff, owner of the world famous Bunny Ranch in Carson City, Nevada, who they've done shows on and everything else, told us he has a position ready for OJ when he's released. He says OJ could work as a greeter in the establishment and he'll be able to live on premises of the ranch as long as he's employed there, because one of the conditions of a prisoner being granted parole is always having an established place to live and a job to go to. And Hoff says, I can offer OJ both of those in a unique situation.
Is he allowed to be at the – I would feel like that would be a violation to be on –
It's legal.
Oh, that's true.
It's legal in Nevada.
Unlike Donnie's escapades, it's
legal.
But
he does have parole conditions, right? Like he can't drink.
I don't know if that's been verified for sure.
Okay.
I mean, I think you can drink, but you can't be obviously intoxicated and get caught doing something.
Can't drink the blood of your victims, but you can drink.
Wow. And then that was mentioned. at least he won't have to wash his hands. But I'm just saying.
That's true.
Just to wrap this up, though, Brooklyn Moore, who is a quote-unquote pro at the ranch, says for her and some of her fellow beauties, they will cross their legs for OJ if he ever shows up for work. And her quote was, the last thing we need is another link to the Kardashian clan coming around to ruin our business and jeopardize our safety. Obviously making reference to Lamar Odom, who was out there hanging out, basically living there.
Oh, boy.
So even they have
6 degrees of Kardashians. Everywhere you go, somehow there's a link 6 degrees back to the Kardashians.
Even this is even pros have standards.
I guess. By the way, somebody texted the show and said, what kind of lap dances are y'all getting? A decent club is $40 to $80. What?
Per dance?
That's no way.
Super expensive.
Yes, it is.
You for 80 for double that, you could live Donnie's life.
Yeah.
No way am I paying $80 for some chick to just grind on my lap. No. That's ridiculous. That's outrageous. $40 to $80. Well, I guess there's your cost of living increase.
No question. Wow. Okay. All right. So we got that going for us, which is nice. As we continue to roll on, one in the books, two to go. Plenty more of the Big Show. Don't go anywhere as we will continue to roll on. This is the Usual Suspects. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.